Moshe Peretz Man asks, often when learning Gemara, one comes across names of many different plants and animals and utensils. Many of them are unheard of today. Is it worthwhile to go and look them up in an encyclopedia to help visualize what the Gemara is referring to? Or is this a waste of time, since the Shakla Vatari can be understood without it, besides the fact that we don't know really what exactly many of them are? Okay, if it is not that difficult to look up, it's good to know exactly what the Gemara is talking about, especially if knowing that will help you understand what you're learning better. If these things have really no basis on understanding what the Gemara is talking about, and also would have a lot of time that you would waste in looking up these things, and after that it would not add too much to your understanding of the Gemara, then it could be that you could dispense with that.